And now we come to the fifth symbol of mind into matter. And it is He. It's like the letter H. And it's pronounced like hey. There's a breath coming out. In fact, it's a symbol of that breath. And it's a symbol of what's meant by breath. It's a symbol of life itself. It's very simple. Some Kabbalists spell it with two letters. Some of the Kabbalists that I have worked with tell me it's only spelled with one letter. Hey, one letter. It is life in itself. It is the symbol of life in itself. And all of the first four have led very naturally into life. So that when spirit limits producing new possibilities and turns them, gets them moving, and then they meet up with resistance, we have created life. We're talking Frankenstein monster, if you want to. We're talking the secret of life. It's that process which goes on. And if and when we begin to develop new forms of technology, which I call quantum computation, believe me when I tell you that some of these things I'm telling you right now are going to be the things we're going to be thinking about as we begin to look for true artificial intelligence. You know, right now we can create a robot which marches around the room. We even got robots that'll vacuum your floor for you. But they don't think when they're doing it. They have some sensing apparatus, certainly. So there's some of the stuff going on in these little robotic vacuum cleaners that run around, but they're not really alive. They're not really alive because they don't do the process that you can do, which is to bait things, to contain things, to limit things, and thereby to create new possibilities which come into being, and to deal with the resistances which come out. Because if these resistances didn't come out, didn't come up at all for you as you were dealing with them, then the whole process couldn't start over again. You couldn't begin forming new limits and having new possibilities arise. So novelty is part of this whole transformative process, and that's what this symbol of life is all about. It's at the balance. It's the fifth symbol. There are actually four more. The sixth one is called Vav, and it represents fertility. It represents a natural thing that life does. Life does more life. Life uses the first four symbols to go on to make more life. And the symbol for that is Vav. Vav is fertility. It's the endless production of seed. If you want to, there's a kind of a masculinity implied in Vav. Vav is like sperm cells. It just, whoosh, you got a lot of them out there. It's Vav, 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 all the way out. It is prodigious. It goes on and on and on. It's a symbol of, in a way, mindless activity, but nevertheless a part of life itself. So it also represents that which leads to the possibility of new life. The next thing we come to is number seven, which is the principle called Zain. That's like our letter Z. And it represents the possibilities, the probabilities that can arise as a result of the action of this endless fertility. And from that, we come to the A symbol, which is, what does it all mean? Meaning and manifestation are beginning to occur. Mind is changing into matter. Matter is beginning to materialize. See, all along, I've been using the metaphors of my language of physics to explain what these symbols mean. But these are archetypal symbols. These are at the level of within the realm of the imaginal, within the realm of the Aleph, within the realm of the void. These have not actually manifested yet. This whole first nine symbols that I'm talking about now are really archetypal. So here we have the eighth archetype, which is meaning, gathering together, looking at. The way it's pronounced is chait. It's not H-A-T-E, but double H-A-Y-T, chait, or het sometimes. And it really also refers in some ways to life, like in the Hebrew word l'chaim. It's spelled with a chait. So we have here this whole structure arising, which is the structure of meaning. And finally, we come to the ninth symbol. And it's at the ninth symbol that we come to the end of the archetypes, of these ancient alchemical archetypes. And this ninth symbol represents structure and beauty, spirit and soul. And it's pronounced Tate, T-A-Y-T, Tate. And Tate is the beginning of the formation of a physical entity, namely a cell, a nucleus, a particle of matter, a structure which can persist and go on, something which has eternity almost built into it, the structure of the cellular tissues which make up our body. Now that's the first nine, the archetypal symbols. When you go to the next nine, which are the ramifications of these first nine symbols into what are called the actual, the present, that which is in existence, we then are beginning to look at how mind just changed into matter. We begin to look at the next phase, which is how matter begins to transform into the living experience, which we call feeling. Now, I'll be talking about that a little later.